Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning talking Titans. And to help us do that, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, good morning. I haven't talked to you in like 3 weeks. It's been a giant void in my life that I'm glad we're filling this morning.
It has been, hasn't it? I feel badly for you.
Yes, thank you.
But I would like to be called Uncle Corey for now on.
Yes, we could do that. I was going to say, I mean, you do have a daughter now. Yeah. Aren't you happy about that at least?
I am happy about that. Can confirm and happy about that. Uncle Corey with us here on the program. Corey, we talked about the performance of Malik Willis throughout the show so far today.
Yep.
What were your thoughts on how Malik played on Saturday, your takeaways from his game, where we saw a whole lot of Malik Willis in the game on Saturday for the Titans?
You know, there were a couple of throws where the accuracy was kind of strikingly bad. And that's, I don't think, you know, entirely unexpected. It's just something that has to continue, you know, to get better. And when you say, you know, why it was a bad throw, you know, a lot of times, you know, footwork and some of that stuff can be based to it. And that's definitely all stuff that can be coached. I thought he got better as the game went on. As he got his legs more incorporated into the game, I felt like he got more confident in what he was doing in the game, and I kind of thought he picked up some confidence and played better from that aspect. But whether it was Malik or it was the wide receivers outside of Mason Kinsey, I was really disappointed in their lack of ability to get involved in the offense at all. I mean, Reggie Roberson and Treshawn Harrison and Gavin Holmes and all those guys who have looked good at times in camp were complete no-shows in the offense. You know, who to blame? I'm not sure. I don't think there was a ton of separation there. But that was a disappointing aspect of an offense that, you know, rushed for almost 300 yards.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, Corey. Just so let's keep in mind, too, that because there were, I think it was pretty clear, a couple plays that were called to be play-action shots, and he just, you know, didn't like what he saw and adjusted. And a lot of his adjustment was running, and he ran well. We know he can run well. From your perspective, how many of those runs do you think that he did? It still was doing a decent job of going through progressions and then making the right decision to run, or is he tucking and running too quickly still?
No, I mean, like, as you know, Minnesota came after pretty good, and so I think a lot of the times, you know, when he ran, you know, that needs to be part of his game. And I think especially on third down, when you're just talking about converting, I'm all about, if you see the sticks, go get it, move the chains, and start over again. And there was one play in particular that I actually really liked, the way he read the rush and he kept his head up, and he could have ran, and he uncorked a long pass down the right sideline. He didn't put very much air under it, but it was kind of a missile down the sideline. But I really liked the way he kept his head up, felt the rush, extended the play, and then threw the ball, you know, down the field. And there, I think there was another one where he extended and hit Mason Kinsey over the middle. I don't think he had a lot of places to go in that football game. That's just kind of just being there on the sideline, seeing what I saw. I don't think he had a lot of places to go. Now, look, that part of his game is going to continue to need to grow. And he needs to continue to trust his ability to throw the ball and for those guys to make plays for him. You know, that's that whole part of, you know, read it and rip it thing that's got to continue to get better.
Corey Curtis from News 2 with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. Corey, what have been your impressions of Tyjae Spears, not only what he's done in the preseason games, but what sort of a factor you think he can be in the offense once the regular season rolls around, knowing that obviously Derrick Henry is still going to get the lion's share of the carries?
Well, if you watched any of his college tape, what you saw in that game doesn't surprise you. I mean, he is instant acceleration, and that's the big difference between – well, other than being a mountain of a man, Henry is the big difference in the way that those guys, you know, carry out the position is, you know, Henry needs a couple of steps and then he can go. For Tyjae, you know, he took that little hop and then he was gone. I mean, he didn't need any time to gather, take two steps and go. Like, the moment he hit the ground, he was at top speed. And, you know, that's what's exciting, you know, about him. And we really haven't seen them use him in the preseason in the passing game at all. I think maybe one or two passes. But I think that's going to be, you know, a big, big part of what he can do for this football team. But I will also say they refer to him as a three-down back. You know, they think he is a three-down back. He's not a third-down specialist. And so he adds that lightning to their offense that, you know, they might be lacking. You know, for the longest time, you know, Derek has primarily, you know, been it because they haven't had the – they haven't been able to come up with a burner on the outside for whatever reason, and I still don't think they have. So, you know, he is the speed element to the offense.
Yeah, no, he's been exciting to watch. All right, let's play. I want to play Camp Hero with you real quick, Corey. Okay.
Okay.
Camp Hero being, I'm going to name a guy to you, and if he's a Camp Hero, that means he's impressing us now, but he's not going to be a part of this football team. Julius Chestnut, Camp Hero or no?
Wow, you know what? It's close. It was close last year.
Oh, come on. 98 yards, Corey.
Hey, well, are you asking me if he can play in the league? No.
Well, I'm just
saying. Make the team.
Yeah, I mean, make the team.
He can play in this league. I don't think there's any question, you know, about that. The question is with Haskins, you know, do they keep Haskins then? Or do they keep three or do they keep four? They don't have a fullback, so that could open up another spot. You know, I know everybody goes, oh, Haskins, he's not as good at running the ball. Haskins is a core special teams player. That's, you know, and can Julius Chestnut be a core special teams player? Because here's the other question for you and your Camp Hero, Joe. Who do you want carrying the ball? Derrick Henry, Tajay Spears, Julius Chestnut, and in what order?
Yeah, he's clearly third there. Yeah,
okay.
But that's right.
So he's not going to be on the field in the game, all right? That's what we're coming down to. He's not going to be on the field carrying the football unless one of those guys gets hurt, unless he can be a core special teams player. And I don't know if he can or if he can't. I like Julius. I think, you know, he's got a great attitude. He's a big, strong frame guy. He gets really low with the football. I would not be against him being on the football team, you know, at all. But you're still talking about limited opportunities for him to actually help this team on offense unless one of those other guys gets hurt.
Okay, quickly on these two. Caleb Murphy, Eric Garrard. Please help me with his name.
Garrard. I think Eric Garrard is on the team.
Garrard, dang it. What's that?
Yeah, I think Eric Garrard is on the team. I do. I mean, Eric Garrard has tackled everything that's been in front of him in the open field. He can contribute on special teams as well. They've already cut Chris Jackson loose. So I think Garrard has made a really strong push, you know, to make the football team. You know, I have to look at the numbers for Caleb Murphy as far as like the 53 and how it's going to pan out. I was talking about him at the office last night that I don't know that you can cut him and slide him to the practice squad.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
I just don't know.
Agree.
And the thing is, you know, getting to talk to him some with the pads off, he can get bigger and stronger. And I'm not saying he's got to get a lot bigger and a lot stronger. I don't know what he lifts in the weight room. But there's room for growth there. And, you know, I don't care what level you play at. You don't get 25 and a half sacks in a season without some special ability to get to the quarterback. I mean, that's freakish. Those numbers are ridiculous. And he's already got three sacks now in two games. The second sack he had Saturday night was really nice. He made a spin move back to the inside. And, you know, the other thing that I've loved about his sacks is he's finished the play. He doesn't miss the quarterback. I mean, remember when Clowney was here and he had a free shot at, I think, Joe Burrow and just completely whiffed on him? I mean, you know, he's not whiffing on anybody. I'm not saying he's better than JV and Clowney, so don't hit me for that. But I think he's got ability, and I think he's intriguing, and I think he's a guy that I am taking a hard look at finding a way to keep on the football team. Again, can he contribute on special teams? I think that's something as well. But there are very few special skills in this league that make you must-haves on the football team, and the ability to hit the quarterback is one of them.
Corey, what's your view on the place-kicking situation that the Titans currently find themselves in?
I think Trey Wolfe has kind of kicked himself out of consideration. You know, hitting the upright, was that was on a PAT, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he has not looked tremendously confident. So I would say at this point, it's either Shudak or somebody who's going to get cut loose by another team. That would be my guess.
Corey, the one's offensive line, I thought, mm-hmm. the Spears run was fantastic, but also I thought that Brewer and Brunskill opened a hole that I could have gotten mm-hmm. 4 yards through. Do you feel like, first of all, I guess, how much do you think they've helped their own confidence with these two games, and do you feel like they need to get another good chunk of work Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I do think they need more work. I mean, you know, they got this about the same amount of plays as they got the first game. It just took them three drives to get there. And Coach Vrabel was right afterwards. He said, you know, look, you know, it's not always easy at first. Sometimes you gotta work through stuff and figure it out. And they also had a drop pass, I think, on the first two drives. I think Chig dropped one early that cost him a big chunk of yardage. I think moving the football, having two touchdowns, you know, they haven't had to settle for field goals, and they didn't get two or three first downs and punt. They've been able to finish off two drives, and I do think that has to be good for some of their confidence. And I think for the whole group, because that backup group looked pretty rough in Chicago, I think for the whole group to rush for 280 yards, you know, was a big confidence boost. Now, you know, there was a play in the first quarter there where Chris Hubbard got beat like he wasn't even there.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, there was some heat on Malik Willis. So you know, that group, you know, needs to continue to progress, but showing they can move the ball, and you know, they did create some good pockets for him as well. You know, I know we all have the bar incredibly low for that group, and it's understandable, you know, why. And I don't think. I don't think, you know, any questions have been answered other than, okay, yes, it can function here in the preseason. So there is some reasonable expectation that, you know, when the regular season gets here, you know, these guys are going to be able to move the football. You know, to what level, I don't know. But, you know, they clearly have room to grow. I feel a lot better about the interior of the group than I do the exterior, which has to continue to get better.
Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Corey, great to talk to you, my friend. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, you tell that little butterball that I said hello, and congratulations.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Tell her this important thing. She can't do anything about who her parents are. She's stuck with
them. That's true. That is true.
Or her uncle.
She's unfortunately stuck. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate you.
Corey.
We'll have more on the Titans. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Your favorite game, Silly Underdog Picks, is back. Sign up today at thegamenashville.com or the 1025 The Game app. Silly Underdog Picks. Presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.